This is Akashwani. A review of this week's Parliament proceedings read by Navneet Singh. The first week of monsoon session of Parliament, which began on Monday, 21st of this month, witnessed repeated disruptions caused by the opposition party MPs on various issues, including Pahalgam terror attack, Operation Sindoor and special intensive revision SIR of electoral rolls in Bihar. Disruptions led to precious loss of business hours in both the houses during the week. The week also witnessed sudden resignation of Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, who was ex-officio chairman of the Rajya Sabha on health grounds. On Monday, the first day of the session, the Rajya Sabha approved the Bills of Lading Bill 2025 by a voice vote. The bill, which is aimed at updating and simplifying the legal framework for shipping documents, was passed in the absence of the opposition, who staged a walkout in the post-lunch session. It was passed by the Lok Sabha in March this year. Union Minister of Sports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, moved the bill for consideration and passage. He said the new legislation will replace the Indian Bill of Lading Act 1856. Several opposition members, including Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Kharge, had given adjournment notices to take up immediate discussion after setting aside all listed business. Raising the issue, Kharge said, the US President Donald Trump's repeated claims that he mediated between India and Pakistan to bring about a ceasefire during Operation Sindoor was humiliating for the country. Kharge and other Congress members demanded Prime Minister Narendra Modi should give answers to the issues raised by them regarding the Pahalgam terror attack and Trump's claims on ceasefire during Operation Sindoor. The House witnessed a brief adjournment due to opposition uproar during the 0 hour when the Rajya Sabha reassembled for the question hour at 12 noon. Responding to Kharge's demands, Leader of the House and Union Minister J.P. Nadda asserted that the government was ready to discuss all issues related to Operation Sindoor. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar assured agitating MPs that he will ensure a full-fledged discussion on the issue. When the House met at 12 noon for the question hour, the Congress party again raised the issue and later staged a walkout from the House in protest. Earlier, Birendra Prasad Baishya from Assam Jatiya Parishad and Kanad Purkayashta from BJP took oath. Three nominated members, Meenakshi Jain, C. Sadanandan Master and Harshvardhan Shringla, also took oath. The House also paid tributes to those who lost their lives in the terror attack in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir in April, and in the Air India plane crash in Ahmedabad in June this year. The Rajya Sabha chairman informed the House that he has received a notice for the removal of High Court Judge Yashwant Verma. Wads of burnt currency notes were discovered from the official residence of Justice Verma in Delhi in March this year. On Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal's confirmation that a notice has also been submitted in the Lok Sabha, Dhankar asked the Secretary General to take necessary steps in this direction. The Rajya Sabha chairman also mentioned that a notice was submitted by MPs in December last year for the removal of Justice Shekhar Yadav of the Allahabad High Court for allegedly delivering a hate speech at a gathering. When the Lok Sabha assembled at 11 a.m. on Monday, members first paid tributes to 8 former MPs who passed away in recent past and also to those who were killed in terror attack at Pahalgam on 22nd April and those killed in a plane crash in Ahmedabad on 12th June. After obituary references, opposition members led by the Congress were up on their feet insisting on a discussion on Operation Sindoor. Speaker Om Birla underlined that members are not allowed to shout slogans inside the House or show placards. However, opposition members continued their protests, forcing the Speaker to adjourn the House till 12 noon after about 20 minutes of proceedings. When the House met again at 12 noon, the protest by the opposition members continued. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju appealed to the opposition MPs to place their demands at the meeting of the Business Advisory Committee, BAC. As opposition members continued to protest in the well, Jagdambiga Pal, who was chairing the proceedings of the House, adjourned the House till 2 p.m. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh also assured the opposition MPs that the government is ready to have a discussion on all issues which the Speaker agrees to. When the House reassembled at 2 p.m, the opposition members continued their protests. The House was adjourned till 4 p.m. and thereafter for the day as similar scenes persisted. On Tuesday, soon after the Rajya Sabha met for the day, and after the listed papers were laid on the table of the House, opposition members were on their feet raising slogans in support of their demands, including a discussion on Pahalgam attack and Operation Sindoor, besides the Bihar SIR issue. The proceedings were adjourned till 12 noon, within minutes after Deputy Chairman Harivansh rejected 12 adjournment notices on several issues by opposition members under Rule 267. As the House met again at 12 noon for the question hour, the opposition protest continued, with several of them raising slogans. He then adjourned the House till 2 p.m. and later for the day. Deputy Chairman Harivansh chaired the proceedings of the morning session of the Upper House a day after Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar resigned as Vice President, citing medical reasons. Rajya Sabha was informed about the Ministry of Home Affairs notification regarding the resignation of Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar with immediate effect. Earlier, the Deputy Chairman announced the name of Shipping Minister Sarbananda Sonowal to move a motion for consideration of the carriage of goods by sea bill 2025. In the Lok Sabha, Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan appealed to the agitating opposition members to go back to their seats so that the House can take up questions related to farmers during question hour. Speaker Om Birla told them that sloganeering and showing placards are not allowed inside the House. As the opposition members continued the protests, Birla adjourned the House till 12 noon. When the Lok Sabha resumed proceedings at 12 noon, the opposition MPs again resorted to noisy protests. Jagdambika Pal, who was chairing the House proceedings, asked the members to list out the topics on which they want discussion at the Business Advisory Committee (BAC) meeting later in the day. Making an appeal to the opposition members to return to their seats, Minister of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal said, "Government is ready to discuss any issue which the Speaker allows under the rules." As ruckus continued, Pal adjourned proceedings till 2 p.m. When the House met at 2 p.m., the protests by the opposition continued, leading to adjournment of the House for the day. Meanwhile, Union, Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Virendra Kumar moved two motions in Lok Sabha seeking approval for election of members to the Rehabilitation Council of India (RCI) and Central Advisory Board on Disability, key bodies overseeing disability rehabilitation and rights. On Wednesday also, Lok Sabha proceedings were disrupted due to noisy protests by opposition party MPs, leading to the House being adjourned multiple times. When the House met at 11 a.m., opposition MPs, including Congress, were on their feet raising slogans and showing placards. After the opposition members ignored Speaker Om Birla's pleas for the order in the House, he adjourned the House till 12 noon. When the House met again at 12 noon, opposition members again stormed into the well of the House, waving placards and raising slogans. BJP leader Sandhya Ray, who was in the chair, adjourned the proceedings till 2 p.m. after laying off parliamentary papers and introduction of two bills of the Sports Ministry. When the House resumed business at 2 p.m., the opposition members again resorted to noisy protests. TDP leader Krishna Prasad Tenethi, who was in the chair, adjourned the House for the day. Earlier, Union Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia introduced the National Sports Governance Bill in the Lok Sabha that proposes to institute a board which will have sweeping powers to lay down rules and oversee the functioning of federations, including the cash-rich BCCI. Mandavia also introduced the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 that seeks to incorporate the changes sought by the World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA. The act was originally passed in 2022, but its implementation had to be put on hold due to objections raised by WADA. The Rajya Sabha also witnessed multiple adjournments on Wednesday. The Upper House saw its first adjournment after it met at 11 a.m. and the second one at noon. After lunch, when the upper house assembled at 2 p.m. after having two adjournments, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbananda Sonowal moved the carriage of goods by sea bill 2025 for discussion and passing. After the opposition members continued their protest, Bhuvneshwar Kalita, who was in the chair, adjourned the house for the day. Earlier, Deputy Chairman Harivansh, who was presiding over the house, urged the members to allow MDMK member Vaiku to raise his zero mention hour, saying his Rajya Sabha term was ending tomorrow. Vaiku raised the issue related to increasing incidents of arrest of Indian fishermen by Sri Lanka even as the protest continued. Lok Sabha could not function properly for the fourth consecutive day on Thursday due to protest by the opposition. When the House met at 11 a.m., several opposition members wanted to raise the issue of revision of electoral rolls in Bihar, shouting slogans. Some of them were in the well of the House displaying placards. One question was taken up before proceedings were adjourned till 2 p.m. When the House reassembled at 2 p.m., Krishna Prasad Teneti, who was in the chair, urged members to participate in the discussion on a bill which seeks to provide seats for scheduled tribes in Goa Legislative Assembly. As protest continued unabated, the proceedings were adjourned for the day. Thursday was the fourth consecutive day of the session, when the Rajya Sabha could not transact any legislative work as the opposition members continued their protest and repeatedly disrupted proceedings. The upper house saw its first adjournment after it met at 11 a.m., soon after it bid farewell to six retiring members. The opposition members created uproar following rejection of their adjournment notices. Amid uproar, the proceedings were adjourned till 2 p.m. Later, when the house reassembled post-lunch, opposition members continued their protest. At 2 p.m., the carriage of goods by sea bill 2025 was taken up for discussion, and AIADMK MP M. Thambidurai, who could not complete his speech on the bill yesterday due to protests, was asked by the chair to conclude. Opposition MPs meanwhile continued their protest. After Thambidurai, Ayodhya Rami Reddy of YSRCP started his speech on the bill. However, the protest continued and opposition MPs came close to the members' seat and raised slogans. Amid the din, the chair adjourned the house for the day. Earlier in the day, Rajya Sabha bid farewell to six members from Tamil Nadu. M. Mohammad Abdullah, P. Wilson and M. Shanmugam from DMK, N. Chandrasekaran from AIADMK, Anbumani Ramdas from PMK and Vaiku from MDMK, whose term ended on Thursday. Earlier in the day, Ujjwal Devrao Nikam, nominated, took oath as member of the House. When the Lok Sabha met at 11 a.m. on Friday, opposition members sought to raise the issue of electoral roll revision in Bihar, and many of them were standing in the aisle, while a few reached the well of the House. Speaker Om Birla told the protesting members to allow the question hour, but the protest continued, forcing the speaker to adjourn the proceedings within 5 minutes till 2 p.m. Earlier, the House paid tributes to the fallen soldiers in the Kargil War a day ahead of the 26th Kargil Vijay Divas. When the House reconvened at 2 p.m., the opposition MPs continued their protests, shouting slogans and showing placards, leading to adjournment of the House. Proceedings in the Rajya Sabha were adjourned for the day on Friday, shortly after it reassembled at noon as opposition parties started raising slogans demanding the withdrawal of the special intensive revision of voter rolls in Bihar. During 0 hour, Deputy Chairman Harivansh declined all the adjournment notices and called BJP MP Ghanshyam Tiwari to make his 0 hour mention. Earlier, four newly elected Rajya Sabha members from Tamil Nadu, actor-turned-politician Kamal Hassan, Rajati, S.R. Sivalingam and P. Wilson took oath of the House. That's all in the Parliament Review.